strive to enter through the narrow gate. What is the narrow gate? The narrow gate is simply this, that we understand we are created in God's image. That's where our basic problem lies. One author wrote, "First, in the beginning, God created us in His image. And then after the fall from grace, we recreated God in our image." And I think that's true. We think because we get mad, God gets mad. Because we judge, God judges. Because we want to punish, God wants to punish. So we've totally lost track of who God really is. And that's what it's our job to find out. Who is God, really? And then to understand that we who are created in His image can live as He lives. They say, "Lord, open the door for us." There's a famous painting that has Jesus standing by a door. And if you look closely at the painting, many renditions show that there's no handle on Jesus' side. Because you need to open the door. You need to walk through. Saying, "Lord, you do it," which we do a great deal of in our prayer. We give it to God. "Oh God, do this. Oh God, make me this. Oh God, turn this around." That isn't the way it works. You and I are invited by Christ, who tells us what the Father is like, how He is loving and generous. And His love is given always unconditionally. And that's who we are to be. You can live that way, loving other people unconditionally. But because we imitate each other, we learn to give love and take it away and give it and take it away. And it doesn't work. It's not really love. It's just, if you do what I want, I'll be happy. But that isn't what love is. No, God loves always and generously and unconditionally. And you and I, who are created in His image, are asked to live and love in that same way. Every day of our lives, we are asked to know to whom we belong. We belong to God. We are His. We came from God, and we will return to God. And the time in between, as we search for that narrow gate, we need to come to that place where we understand, I know who I am. I'm the person created in God's image. See, if people ask you, "Who are you?" Do you say, "Here's my name, and here's where I live, and here's the job I have, or here's my ethnicity, or here's my religious principles"? That isn't who we are. We are those who are created in God's image. And He asks us, He invites us to understand that if we keep that narrow understanding of who we are, instead of imitating everybody else in a very wide way, if we stay narrowly with our identity, then we will find what we search for in life. Haven't we found out that almost everything in this world that we think will bring us pleasure has a limited time and effect in us? We eventually get to the point where we find out whatever it is doesn't last. It doesn't work. But God being in us and with us, that's a great treasure. And Jesus told us about that treasure. It's the treasure of great price, and it's buried deep within us. But you have to go on the journey. You have to open the door. You have to walk the narrow path to find that treasure, to find the God who lives in you. Christ teaches us that if we imitate Him, if we live through Him and with Him and in Him, then we will come to know who God is. That's what Jesus did as He lived His life. And of course, people eventually destroyed and crucified Jesus, because they said He was doing it all wrong. He should be doing it the way they're doing it. But he had the strength to stay with doing the will of the Father. In our gospel, it says, there were many who are not strong enough to go through the narrow gate. What is this strength? It's the strength to hold to your true identity. My brothers and sisters, you belong to God. You are created in His image. Allow that image, that knowledge of who God is, to be infused in everything you do, in everything you believe. Have faith enough to trust in that. That seems like a narrow understanding, but it's not. It's the true path to what we seek in our lives. And if we follow it, then we will truly come to know the God who loves us and be with Him for all eternity.